This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Syrian fighter jets targeted at least one Turkish military convoy that had crossed into Syria Monday, causing a number of casualties. Syria's foreign ministry protested the convoy's illegal entry into Syria. Edward Duranian has more for VOA on what happened.
Syrian state TV reported that the ministry issued a strong statement of protest after the entry of several Turkish military convoys into Syrian territory in the region of northern Idlib. Turkish media reported that a Syrian opposition militia commander was killed in the airstrikes and several fighters wounded. Iranian military analyst Babak Taghvai tweeted video of the airstrikes, claiming that both Russian and Turkish warplanes entered the skies over Khan Shaykhun to try and dissuade the other from attacking rival forces they support on the ground. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian state TV said the Turkish convoys were carrying military equipment for what it called terrorist groups fighting the Syrian government around the strategic town of Khan Shaykhun. Turkish defense officials strongly condemned the attack on the convoy, saying three people were killed and 12 others injured. Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir appeared in court Monday to face corruption charges, 4 months after he was ousted by the military. Bashir is charged with illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. Many Khartoum residents were disenchanted with the trial, many of them saying that it was too little, too late. The International Criminal Court has charged the former president with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide for his actions in Sudan's Darfur region. This is VOA News. An Iranian oil tanker seized in